Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. A dear friend of mine, Peter Barclay, runs the Niche Master Fund and makes a very, very interesting newsletter. In this newsletter, he discussed a very interesting topic, which he found historically analyzed by Nikolai Kondratiev, who was a Russian economist that analyzed the long-term cycles of interest rates. And this newsletter is titled, "What if interest rates are not coming down? What if they are going up?" This is just the title, just an idea, not a prediction, to make it clear, just an idea of what could happen, what happened in history, but again, not a prediction. The topic now, wherever you look, is how Powell will keep rate cuts on the table, but he now doesn't know when those rate cuts will come, because inflation is not going away, not enough confidence to begin cutting interest rates, but the clear topic there is that they will cut interest rates. Of course, the current financial system is not sustainable on current interest rates. He kept hopes alive for an interest rate cut this year, and he said how price growth will likely resume cooling this year. And the key here is likely. Likely means also maybe, might happen. We think it's most likely. That's 20% chance on 10 scenarios. So that means likely. It's such a vague word because nobody knows, but there is a clear change in tune for the Fed from "we are going to lower, we are going to cut, this is just temporary, this is just transitory," to now "we will see about what the data says." And if we look at what markets are calculating pricing in, it used to be 6 rate cuts this year, 2024. Now we are down to just 1 and maybe. That has not yet been priced in the stock market, because if rates stay at 5.5 for longer, we already discussed that is a 50% decline for the S&P 500. But there is one true statement that Powell said, and that statement are these words: "I don't know." That's the most intelligent thing Powell has said since becoming Fed chairman. And that's "I don't know." That's exactly what whoever there knows. Nobody knows where will rates go, what will happen, how will inflation go, how will the world develop. They are all guessing, they're all playing the guessing game, because if we look at history, there has been a lot of guessing, and that's exactly what we are going to do now, thanks to Peter Barclay and his historical research into Nikolai Kondratiev's data. And I'm just going to read the newsletter to you. It's so synthesized that I cannot do better in shortening it. So the title is, "What if interest rates are not coming down? What if they are going up?" Once upon a long ago, there lived a man in Russia called Nikolai Kondratiev. He was born in 1892 and became a lecturer in economics at the University of St. Petersburg. After the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, the communist leadership asked Kondratiev to study the main Western economies. The United States, France, and Great Britain were not doing particularly well at that time, and Kondratiev set out to show that their economic decline was certain to lead to a final collapse of what they called late-stage capitalism, which could then be replaced by worldwide communism. Kondratiev collected data from several markets, especially on interest rates and commodity prices. What he found was astounding. Interest rates and commodity prices had risen and fallen in long waves that lasted from about 40 to about 60 years,
he'd discovered. Rising rates had never led to the fall of the system itself, but to crises that were followed by new periods of prosperity. In fact, crises seemed to be an integral part of capitalism, each crisis leaving the system stronger and richer, not weaker, and certainly not doomed. Again, I'm saying this is not a prediction, just a possibility to keep an open mind, but it's very interesting to see how it happened in the past. Kondratiev went to great pains to explain that he did not propose any theory based on his work. He merely tracked prices over long periods of time, but did not try to explain why they moved the way they did. His data went all the way back to the birth of capitalism in the late 18th century. The French Revolution, the American Declaration of Independence, the invention of central banking, the manifestation of private property ownership rights, and the right to free enterprise. He also examined the impact of price changes on wages. The concept of GDP was not invented until the late 1940s, and he tracked important events such as wars, revolutions, and technical inventions. At this point, you might want to observe a minute of silence and remember Kondratiev. His life came to an end on September 17, 1938, when he was executed on the Kommunarka shooting ground outside Moscow. He was a teller of truth, became a friend of liberty, and therefore an enemy of the state. And this is his data over a pretty significant time span, and you can see rising rates, declining rates, rising, declining, and rising. Peter spent a day working on this to add the last 100 years on Kondratiev's data, and you can see here how there are these cycles of rising rates. We have had 40 years plus of declining rates, rising, declining, declining, rising. So this has been the highest point in history of rates. This is the lowest point. So if this could be correct, but this is again not a certain theory, nothing is a certain theory in economics, we could see who knows what in the future, and the Fed is looking at quarterly data, at daily data points, so they will certainly miss a 4-decade long rise in interest rates. That's for certain. This is important for us to understand, to keep an open mind of what can happen. Maybe not next year, maybe the Fed will be right. Oh, they are already wrong, sorry. But just to keep an open mind of what can await us going forward. To continue on Peter's letter, Peter thinks Kondratiev would have been stunned by what he found. The pattern of long waves that he observed from 1780 until 1924 have not diminished. If anything, the pattern has become more pronounced, as you can see in the display number 2. You can pause, increase a little bit to see the details here. In the years around 1980, interest rates reached highs that had never before been observed in the history of capitalism. Friends have persuaded me that this could only happen because the United States left the gold standard in 1973. Peter thinks that this is probably a most important part of the reason. Now, none of the above is evidence of anything other than what happened in the past. It may be that the long wave cycle is dead. Politicians and central bankers may have learned to tame the market forces of the past 250 years. The whole thing may have been a freak coincidence that kept repeating itself. Kondratiev may be more like Nostradamus and less like John Keynes. But what if he ain't, and what if it isn't? What if interest rates continue to rise over the next 20 years or so? Inflation is proving to be a lot more stubborn than recently forecasted, and central banks are already warning us that short-term interest rate reductions may come later rather than sooner. And why wouldn't they? The United States are experiencing reasonable levels of economic growth and low unemployment. Why risk reigniting inflation by reducing interest rates prematurely? Europe is a different matter with much lower short-term interest rates than the US and weaker currency and lower economic growth. Further, Peter discusses how on top of regular inflationary pressures, we also have oil prices, the price of copper and other commodities going up, and taxes set for levels last seen in the 1970s. What good is it to have a job in a growing economy when the cost of eating, the cost of transportation, your taxes and your mortgage payments are rising even faster? Financial economists have a special term for when incomes go up, but expenditures go up even faster. They call it the money illusion. We also have three new wars to pay for: Ukraine, the Middle East and China, where the shooting has not yet started. And it doesn't matter whose side we're on, it's not going to be cheap. Wars have been known to lead to economic growth, but never to a general rise in living standards. Kondratiev himself noted that periods of rising interest rates and commodity prices tended to be fraught with more wars, more recessions, and less economic growth. Good luck to us all. So these are the cycles. Nobody knows, and nobody has the tools to know that this will work as planned, that inflation will go back to be controlled around 2%, that interest rates, long-term rates for the Fed will go at 2.5, and everyone will live happily ever after. Nobody has that insight, nobody knows, because there is no theory, there is no certainty, there is just human greed and incentives that are mostly short-term, and therefore nobody knows this. Sven Karlin's opinion, my opinion, I know that I don't know. That makes things much easier when it comes to macroeconomics, predicting. I have to invest in a way that whatever happens, I keep compounding cash flows, dividends, reinvesting, and that is about it. And when it comes to interest rates, I know that a lot of the things we are enjoying now are not sustainable for the long term, that there are weakening fundamentals, macroeconomic fundamentals, that usually, historically, those things turned out to be much different than one expected. But of course, Powell cannot say that, cannot emphasize, cannot discuss the risks. He is paid to kick the can down the road for as far as it can go. That can be a year, can be 5, can be 10, can be 20, can be 30, who knows? But that's the key. I don't know. I hope you know now that you don't know too, and we have all learned something that we can go forward on.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.